Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey guys, welcome to ClickFunnels Radio Podcast. My name is Dave Woodward. I'm super excited today. I get one of my favorite friends to come online and really kind of get things going with us. But before we get to, I want to introduce you to him. If you're new to ClickFunnels, we want to make sure that you've had the opportunity of trying it out. So if you want, you can always go to clickfunnelsradio.com/free trial and we'll make sure you get a 14-day free trial. But first and foremost, I want to welcome at this point my favorite friend, Onyx Singhal. Onyx, welcome on the call, bud.
Hey, thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
I knew Onyx. He was actually one of the very first few guys I got to know online years and years ago when I did Legendary Marketer Series. Flew out and met with Onyx, and since then, he was doing huge things then, but now Onyx has totally blown things up, and I can't wait to find out kind of what's going on in your life these days, Onyx.
Yeah, well, Dave, that interview you did still provides a lot of my friends with a ton of humor. It was a great interview, but for those of you wondering why it was humorous, is because I was still living in my parents' house back then, so the home that we toured wasn't even my home, it was my parents', and I'll tell you that interview excited me enough to, or embarrassed me enough, that I went out 4 months later and bought my own condo. Hey, but Dave, I'm very happy to report. I've just bought a beautiful, huge home. It's getting built right now. It'll be ready in October. So hopefully you'll come back and do another one of those.
I would love to. I was having that conversation with Russell not too long ago. He was kind of a similar situation. He got a totally much larger home now than he had 8 years ago or whenever it was. So, but again, Onyx, since that time, you've had ups and downs. And I think the cool thing is I love the fact you've actually are out – taking your wealth and everything and actually blessing the lives of others. I think you got 2 schools now in India. Is that right?
10.
10?
10 schools. Ten. Yeah, I know. We're really blessed here. I'm actually on my way to India just in a couple weeks from the time that we're recording this. And we're going to basically see the locations of our next 4 schools. So this year, we don't have 10 currently open. We have 4 open at the moment that are serving students. We have another 4 opening this year. And we've also adopted 2 orphanages that act as schools as well. One of them is actually in Nepal, so we've gone international now. Our schools are mostly in all Mumbai, India, serving a community of children that just don't have access to any kind of education. And we call them dream centers because the first thing and foremost that we teach them is that they can actually make their dreams come true. So it's been a true blessing. It's truly the project that makes me smile every morning. It doesn't matter how many millions I do in revenue and how big my launches are, or how great my funnels are. In the end of the day, when I wake up and see their faces and I see the pictures of all the students, it's great.
I'm just so excited for it. I mean, that's the whole reason we have businesses. So congratulations again to all of your success.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, let's get right into it. I know you got a lot going on. You got a book launch coming up. But before we get to your book launch, tell me a little more right now as far as for our users. You've been building funnels for as long as I've known you. So if you don't mind, just kind of dive right in. If you can, provide some content for the guys who are listening here as far as how they can really grow their businesses. Because you've built multi-million dollar businesses and have had massive launches. So if you don't mind, just dive right in. Let's kind of get into this.
Sure, of course. I'd love to. I'd love talking about funnels. So firstly, I'll tell you one thing. I am so proud of you guys at ClickFunnels and for Russell and for everyone involved in the company that you are out there really shepherding this message, and you're just out there, you know, teaching people about the importance of funnels. Because more and more as I grow my business, I mean, you know, I've been doing this for 13 years now, and I'll tell you this, I have learned very clearly that there is a direct connection between, you know, how many funnels you have, how well they work, and how big your business is. Today in my business, you know what the key is? And we find ourselves saying this all the time. We are now, you know, at this very moment, we are investing over $10,000 to $12,000 a day in traffic acquisition. And it's growing by over 30% a month right now. And it's really, that's me making sure I grow it slowly. We could start growing at 100%. I mean, it's been that amazing. And the one thing that you hear me say over and over to my team is we need more funnels. We need more funnels. We figured out the traffic sources. We know how to make them work. We know exactly what kind of funnels work. We just need more products. We need more brands. We need more funnels, really.
I love it. And, absolutely love that.
you know, so, you know, we're a company this year probably going to do close to $20 million. And I'll tell you that between 20 million and 100 million, for us to go to 100 million, there's only one word that stands between us, and that is the word funnels. We just need more of them. And what I want to, you know, the main thing I wanted to teach today, you know, Dave, I was really thinking, and what am I going to talk about? What am I going to say about funnels that you guys haven't already taught, you know, that you guys haven't already mastered, or that I've not actually come and learned from you? And what I was going to, there's basically two things I want to, if nothing else, support and bring light to that I know Russell specifically, I know for a fact, talks a lot about. And the first of which is, you know, a funnel does not just end at the cart. And I think that this is a misconception I've seen a lot of my students have. So they think of a funnel, right? They think, okay, someone comes in, they purchase the main product. They then hit the upsell page, upsell one, then they say no, they hit downsell one, then they say yes, they hit upsell two, and somewhere along the lines, okay, they're done. They've you know, got their cart value, and awesome. We've been able to increase the cart value by even 100%. We're super happy. But what about after that, guys? Here's my challenge to you. If you really want to add scale, you can't just think about cart value. You've got to start thinking about lifetime value of customer. You know, for me, when we do a launch, for example, today in our business, a product launch is nothing but lead generation for us. That's it. As a matter of fact, when we don't treat our product launches at lead generation, we have a worse year profitability-wise than we did the year before when we did treat all of our launches as a lead-based campaign. So we know for a fact that what we're really good at is making money from our customers over the life of that customer, knowing that we've got offers that they're going to want 2 weeks later, 2 months later, and even 7-8 months later. Now, that didn't all happen overnight. We grew to it slowly, right? So first, you've got to master the cart funnel. You got to make sure that cart value is high as possible. Then after that, you want to add that first high ticket offer that you can, you know, sell to them using webinars. Then you want to add another offer along the lines. You might even want to come up with an affiliate offer. They don't have to be your own. We have some affiliate partnerships with people who we just know convert very well for our product. And because of that, we give them the same type of focus and attention as we would if we were promoting our own offer. Hey, it allows us to utilize the work and expertise and brilliance of, you know, hundreds of people rather than just ourselves, making our funnels infinitely longer. The longer that funnel, the higher the lifetime customer value, the more we can invest in media buying and ad buying and traffic buying, and the more we can dominate and basically kick out any possible competition when it comes to getting ads or when it comes to paying back our affiliates. So we've been told that we do some of the craziest payouts when it comes to affiliates. In our last product launch, we did over $250,000 in prizes. We gave out, I think, close to 4 or 5 cars. And the only reason that we're capable of doing something like that is because we're not bothered by the money that we make during that couple of week time frame. We know that almost all the profits we're going to make are in the 6 months that follow that product release. And that is exactly what smart companies do. I mean, the biggest companies in the world, they all understand, the management in those companies always understand what it means to say, hey, what is your lifetime customer value of someone you bring in? Now, lifetime can be a little bit too long. So for us, we break it down. We know, here are the numbers we track. We track the cart value. We track 30 days. We track 60 days. We track 90 days. And then we track annual. Now, let me tell you why we do each of those. Cart value is very important because it drastically affects our cash flow. Right. If I'm investing in traffic and I'm only recovering 50% of that cart on the cart value, well, that means if I invested $1,000 today, from a cash flow perspective, I've gone negative 500. I need to know that if I only recovered 500 of that at cart, where am I going to recover the other 500? Now, let's say I go to my 30-day value. That's a very important value for me, too. The reason 30 days is super important is because let's say I'm purchasing traffic and I'm putting it on my credit card. Well, from a cash flow perspective, I'm going to see if I can have that money back in the business before I have to pay the credit card bill so I can keep my cash flow clear and keep building up my savings account rather than dipping into it. Now, I might be getting a little bit advanced for people and they might be thinking, Anik, what are you talking about? But guys, this is how you scale businesses. This is how you scale companies. And this is how funnels make you into not just millionaires or deca-millionaires, but I'm talking about centa-millionaires. And so now 60-day, In my company, you know, we've been fortunate enough to build quite a war chest of cash. We've got a great savings account. So for me, even if I'm not making it back at 30 days, I'm okay. I want to know, can I make it back in 60 days? Because that's at past 60, a lot of companies will start to get a little bit uneasy. So at 60 days, I see, okay, that lead that I paid X amount of money for 60 days ago, how much has that made me by the end of 60 days? Now, I'm going to go one level further, and I'm going to go to 90 days, and that's a quarter. The reason is, in my company, that's my limit. If I'm not able to invest in traffic and have it paid back and in profit in 90 days, I mean, that's pulling it. For me, honestly, in today's business, guys, we're finding that we can scale even within that 30-day period. As a matter of fact, right now, we're spending $10,000 a day, and we're making that money back within about 3 or 4 days. So what that keeps telling me is we can scale. I'll push at least until the 30-day threshold and continue to buy more and more traffic and more consumers and more visitors. Once I cross that 30-day, we'll look at our accounts, look at our company, see, hey, do we have a war chest big enough to support if we had to, you know, kind of cash flow that money another 30 days? Sure. So I'll go as far as 90 days, anything above 90, and I don't think it's smart for any business, no matter how much money you have. And then we look at the annual. The annual we look at just to see, are we doing a good enough job as a company providing a separate array of products to our users and really servicing them? You know, in the end of the day, when you are able to provide multiple funnels and multiple products to your end user, you're not just doing it to make more money. I mean, of course, yes, that's a big goal. We are a business. We want to make money. But we're also doing it to service our customers better. The product I'm going to be releasing in a few months, you know, from now, is not a product I ever thought I would make, but it's a product purely based on demand of my students. So I'm sure it's going to add probably 7 figures to my business every year. And at the same time, though, I'll be able to really well, you know, really properly facilitate my customers. And that's the true excitement. That's what I'm really going for there. So guys, that's the first thing, is to know your value and focus on extending that value, whether you add back-end offers that are yours or even other people's offers, you know, the offers that are in line with your core message. So that was kind of the first major point I wanted to go over, is don't forget the value of that customer when they're out of the cart. Okay. Sometimes when we get focused on funnels and we see all of these masters out there teaching it, they don't tend to speak about what happens after the upsells and downsells. You know, don't forget that. All right. Number two, Dave, and you know, if you're okay with me still kind of steamrolling through this right now,
go for it. But I'm actually just taking notes here, so you're good.
All right. Number two, guys, is something that's not new to you. It's a term that Russell took, and pioneered, and I'm jealous of it because I love the term and I think he's brilliant for it. It's called funnel hacking. My God, do I funnel hack? I funnel hack the living, I can't say those words on it. I funnel hack it all. Guys, I funnel hack niches I don't even plan on ever being in. Okay? Here's the thing, guys. Smart marketers, okay, smart businessmen, they understand a core concept, and that is you don't have to be the person who reinvents the wheel. You don't have to pioneer. No one's paying you for your pioneering efforts. Yeah, if you're a scientist, you know, if you're an engineer, if you're in those fields, sure, it doesn't really apply here. You better not be hacking anybody. But in our business, we take what works and we throw a marketing model around it. I love watching what works. It removes so much of the risk. So till this very day, I don't like creating markets. I don't like creating much of anything. Sometimes I do, because sometimes the creative side of me kicks off. However, I have 13 years of experience doing this. So usually if I have a creative idea, it's based off of some form of, you know, data or some marketing sense that I've grown over the 10 years. But guys, if you're just beginning, man, find a product like yours in your niche, someone doing it, doing well. It's so easy to know if they're doing well or not. And just buy everything they've got and make a recording of all of it and watch it and be respectful. Never ever copy it, but, you know, model after it. I'll give you a prime example. I have absolutely no shame in admitting this. And Russell and I have laughed on the phone with one another. And we've said, hey, man, I hack you all the time. And Russell says, I hack you all the time. And I hacked his entire book funnel. Why wouldn't I? The guy went out and sold 30,000 books on this funnel, came out still smiling and said it was awesome and starts telling me I should do it too. Well, obviously, he's very happy with it. Obviously, he had great numbers. I want to know what he did. Now, if you were to go through my funnel and then go through Russell's, you may not even know. The messaging is different. The hook is different. The product is different. The target market is different. But you know what? Guys, I'll tell you something really crazy. So I took Russell's, you know, book. I took his book. And Dave, you don't even know this. I haven't had a moment to share this with you. But I took his exact funnel, right? The way he created it, from the bump offer, the upsell, the pricing. And I looked at it. And I put it out. And I said, you know what? All right, let me make my funnel first like this. And I said, but my marketing genius says that I think I could improve upon this by changing some prices around, right? I think I can make this better. Well, great. That's just the internal competition that all of us marketers have. I just look forward to the day I can call Russell and say, hey, Russ, I beat you, you know? And so I go through all this time and energy and effort, and I'm just having that awesome visual of where I'm going to call Russ and say, gotcha. And I put it all together and drove everyone nuts. My design team wanted to nearly quit because we had 18 split tests going on, and my video guys were staying up all night making and rendering. I was going crazy. I was actually hiring local video crews when I was traveling just to shoot videos, sending the raw files for editing. It was crazy. I tested about 4 or 5 different things. Guess what converted the best?
What?
Yep, the original funnel that Russell said, just use this funnel. Now, here's the thing, guys. In the end of the day, Russell took it through, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of visitors that came to that site. You know, he sold 30 plus thousand books. I'm sure by now he sold even more. So unfortunately, no matter how brilliant one may think or think they are, you know, marketing is a science. It's data. It works the way it works. And yes, every now and then there are breakthroughs. Every now and then there are people that break the mold. But that's what, 5% of the time?
Yeah.
And so what I say is, when you're first starting and you don't have the luxury, you're not running a multi-deca-million company already, and you don't have the luxury to waste time being creative, guys, 5% chance is a bad bet. You would never bet that on, you know, in a casino. You know, if you were playing a game and they said, hey, you have 5% chance of winning your money, you'd say, no, thank you, and walk the heck away. So why bet that on your own business? So what I say is, heck, take what works, hack it, make your version, stick to it, get it to make money. Don't be greedy and try to get more and more out of it. Scale that bad boy. And when you reach a day where you've got so much money, you don't know what to do with it, then go ahead, be creative and try to beat the next person. But for me, for now, I mean, it is a lesson I've learned. I've learned it over and over again. I ran a $11 million product launch last year that was just absolutely amazing. It literally, in the span of 12 days, we did $11.4 million. And you know what? I funnel hacked myself. Let me explain that. So I had spent the year before that trying a new strategy to promote affiliate products and other offers, and I had watched another company doing something that seemed very counterintuitive. I would have never thought it worked, but I saw them doing it and doing it successfully. So I borrowed 4 or 5 elements from them, took 4 or 5 of my own elements, put them together, and created this marketing strategy, which had never been done. But before I rolled it into my launch, I tested it internally. And it worked, and then I improved it, and I improved it. Finally, I got it to a point where it was really working very well. And I did it all low risk while promoting other people's products as an affiliate, not mine, didn't owe anything to affiliates, didn't have the risk of them being upset. Now I took this one campaign I did that worked so well, I hacked it, and I built a brand new launch model out of it, which now seems like it's becoming the industry norm. A lot of people are out there hacking me and putting together a launch that looks just like it. And they're doing, I mean, where there used to be a day where in our industry we would see $1.5-2 million launches and do a backflip. And today it looks like the norm has become $4-6 million. You don't do that much, man. You had a bad launch. But those individuals, I know for a fact that they hacked my launch model because they were on the phone with me asking me questions, and I'm happy to give it to them. And guess what? Ever since they started hacking my ways and using it, it hasn't made a negative effect on me. Now, there was one person who did it the wrong way. They hacked me, and no names mentioned, but they copied everything. They copied my page designs. They copied my font styles. They copied everything to the T, to the point where people in the industry were asking if I was behind that product launch.
That's crazy.
And so that's really where we draw the line. Like, that's not okay, right? So all you need to do, okay, if you are looking for something and you want to have a funnel of your own, you need to see what others are doing and model after it. But guys, you've got to do your own designs. You got to make it look different. And no one will even care if you do that way, not even the person who you've modeled after. So really, that's it. I mean, this is how simple it can be and doesn't need to be any more complicated than that. Dave?
Dude, that's awesome. I mean, as always, you always are out crushing it, providing massive content to everyone. Normally in these types of podcasts, I do a lot of the interviewing. I literally just kind of sat back and let you talk. I love it. As we kind of wrap things up, though, Anik, I think it's going to be real important, since you've been talking about your book launch and kind of, you know, funnel hacking Russell and everything else. This is going to come out probably in the next couple of weeks before the end of March here. And I think your book launch is mid-April or so. Do you mind sharing people a little bit about it, or how they can even get the book or something like that, if you don't mind?
Absolutely. Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity to pitch that. I appreciate that. Listen, everyone who's listening, it would be an esteemed honor to be able to work with you and to teach you more about, you know, how we look at and funnels. And we don't just look at funnels when it comes to having your own products. We look at funnels when we're just building an email list. Look, I've been doing this for 13 years. I've sold over $100 million worth of information on the internet. I have done it very well once. I've even gone bankrupt and been $1.7 million in debt in the middle of it, and then brought myself right back to life in 16 months. And you know what I found? During the time that my business, my life, and everything around me fell apart, it was the time that I left the system that worked. So I had spent 6 years to go from $100 to over $10 million a year in my business with offices all over the world. But that whole time, I never realized what was actually driving my revenue, what was actually driving the success. It wasn't the fact that I had all these offices around the world. Actually, that was completely unnecessary. Right now, I'm sitting in my 10 by 10 home office in my condo, you know, and I've got a better business than I've ever had in my entire life. It wasn't that. It was me overcomplicating things and not seeing the truth behind what was really building my business. So I didn't know that. Sometimes it takes us sometimes it takes getting a kick in the ass by the mule to really understand what's going on. So I destroyed my life. I fell $1.7 million in debt. My health was – I almost died. I mean, I was in the hospital bleeding. Stress was destroying my life. Every part of my life just spiraled out of control. You know, I always say I've had that moment in my life where they show in the movies, you know, where you're sitting in the dark, dingy corner of a really – broken down hotel room and it's storming and lightning outside and you got a bottle of whiskey in your hands and nobody knows where you are. You know, I've actually had that. And you know what? I speak proudly about it. I don't really hide it. I don't think of it as weakness. I had a low time in my life and I talk about it. I talk about what I learned from it. During that time, that happened. I was in Goa, India. I disappeared. No one knew where I was, not my family, not my people I work with, not my best friend, for almost 8 days. And three of it, I honestly don't even remember them. I was that bad. I was messed up. And it was all because I overcomplicated things in my life. And what was torturing me was, how could I go from being on top of the world, building a $10 million a year business, you know, flying first class, talking on big stages around the world, teaching people how to do this, to being dead broke and $1.7 million in debt to even those who I love right now. And I came, you know, I got myself up. One thing I'm very proud of is I am a fighter. So I picked myself up over time. You know, I had to. I almost died. It was a wake-up call. And I came back and I literally shut everything down. I went from 86 employees, which I never needed, don't know till this day what the heck they were doing, and got it down to about six people. Then I stared at an empty wall the last night where my office was closing down. I had to give the keys back. It was emptied out. I had built that office from my, you know, sweat and blood, and, you know, every nook and cranny, every desk, every chair, and just kind of looking and absorbing it. And I thought, Anik, what happened? What the heck happened to you? Well, you were doing so great, and now you are literally the opposite. You are worse off than you were when you started. You got to fix this. And I remember staring at a wall that night for hours, and finally it came to me. I said, let me go back and one thing at a time, let me document every year of the last 6 years, my success, and see. And you know what, guys? What came out of it was a resounding theme that I just – it's one of those things you think back and you go, it's so simple. Why didn't I see this? But, well, at least I saw it when I did. And it was a system I had been following around information marketing. And it was a very methodical system based around email marketing, based on publishing products and putting them through a certain system and then launching them. So what I said is, I'm going to go back to the drawing board. I'm going to go back to doing only that which I love, which I'm passionate about, doing good things. And I'm going to get myself out of debt. I'm not going to go out like this. I'm going to get myself out. And lo and behold, guys, in 16 months, I paid back $1.7 million in debt, put myself back on the trajectory of doing $10 million a year. Did it with six people, four of whom, by the way, were contractors. They weren't even full-time working for me. And when I really sat back, I remember one day when I was sitting and talking to one of my friends. He's not in the internet marketing business at all, doesn't understand it. And I was just telling him what happened. And the guy just looks at me and says, man, you should write a book. it was like one of those moments that thought, I should. You know, and I was like, well, what would I write about? And so I sat down and I said, well, why don't I teach people the system that I once forgot and destroyed my life, and then I once remembered and rebuilt my life back to where I am today? And the fact that it's taken me this many years to get to the system, so I thought, but man, this is going to be pretty complicated. How do we put that big of a system in the book? Well, when I finally started etching it out and going through it, I realized not that big at all, actually. And so before we knew it, I had it fully documented on one whiteboard. I called it, you know, I was staring at it. It was a big circle. And surely enough, one of my other friends walks in, looks at the whiteboard and says, what is this? And the first words that came out of my mouth was, it's the circle of profit. And I just loved it. So we named my book. I have a book releasing, you know, any day now. You'll be able to just go to circleofprofit.com. And you'll be able to see a copy of it. It's again, circleofprofit.com. We're giving it away for free. Just pay shipping and handling. The subtitle of it is really just how to turn your passion into $1 million. And in this, we have two phases. Phase one teaches you how to monetize other people's products by using email marketing and building a business based around email marketing and other people's products. Phase two, guys, is all about how to launch your own online information product. And we walk through everything, including how to build that first funnel that'll help you start making a ton of money by doing something you're passionate about and doing something good for the world. Teach the world something. You know, so many of us are tired of going to our desk jobs and sitting there and crunching numbers, sometimes not even knowing what value we really provide or if anyone would even know if we left tomorrow. You know, today I get to live in a life in a business where thousands, hundreds of thousands of people interact with me every day, whether it be through Facebook or through my email or through my blog. You know, I'm doing this thing. I'm doing a world tour right now that you can actually see at learn.com/events. I'm going around the world. I'm meeting my students, and I've had a chance to already, as of today, I've done one in Virginia. I've done one in Vancouver. I'm doing one in LA coming up. I'm doing one in Mumbai. We're announcing a Europe tour soon. And just recently, a few days ago, when I was doing the Vancouver event, one of the attendees came up to me and just started bawling out crying. And I was really worried. What happened to her? And she couldn't put her words together until she finally did. And she said, I just can't tell you the immense effect you've had and the impact you've had on my life. And I thought, what? And she goes, yeah. She goes, because of you, I've had the inspiration and motivation to get through so many tough times. There's so much more I want in my life, and I don't have anyone around me supporting me, but I have your videos and I have your training, and it gets me through the day. And I got to tell you, I got very emotional at that moment. And that wasn't because I'm not trying to sit here and toot my own horn and say, oh, wow, look how great I am. It has nothing to do with that. Guys, I get to live a life where that's the kind of value I get to provide to the world. And I get to make millions of dollars doing it. So I get to serve my family and provide them with the life that I've always dreamt of them having. And at the same time, I get to know that every day I wake up, I'm doing something that's that's impacting someone's life, that's inspiring them, that's giving them the ability to be better people. That's what today is about. That's what this world is about. That's what the internet means to me. And it's all here in this book. I mean, it's the system I use that I truly believe anyone can use. And I truly believe you listening right now, you can use it. So that's just a little bit about my story and why I wrote the book. And you know, this book has gone on to sell. I mean, edition number one of this book was downloaded on the internet over 120,000 times. And edition number two, we just did a small release of it. We've already sold over 10,000 copies during just the pre-release testing, just to my internal list and to my subscribers. We're launching it to the world now, and we're anticipating this year to sell well over maybe 150 to 200,000 copies. And that's my mission, Dave. That's all I'm doing now. I want to get this book in as many hands as possible and change as many lives as we can.
I love it. Again, at circleofprofits.com. One of the things, again, I'd encourage everyone, obviously, get the book, but funnel hack on it. So,
yeah, of course.
If you've got a book in your mind, you want to do something, even if you don't, I'm a huge believer. As you already mentioned, the whole thing here is you got to funnel hack people. And I love funnel hacking people in other industries because you learn so much about what they're doing, what's working for them, what's not. So, just awesome. Onik, I love having you on the call. Again, look forward. I'll have to connect with you when you're out here in LA next. I think that'll be fun. But thank you so very much. Anything else you want to share with people before we wrap things up here?
No, guys, I just want to say, come on, keep moving. I know that everyone listening right now, we've all got challenges, obstacles in our life. But guys, listen, hard work, persistence, and just refusing to stop is what's going to get you through. You've got an access to an amazing tool in ClickFunnels. And I'll tell you right now, the only thing between you and all the success you want it's not technology, it's not tools, it's not knowing what you need to do or want to do. It's just you. You just need to go out, find someone else doing it. You need to hack them, and you just need to take some action.
I love it. Thanks again, Anik. Appreciate you being on the call, and best of luck with the book launch. I look forward to following it.
My pleasure. Thank you, Dave, and thank you, everybody. See you next time.